Yes, Catherine. Well, firstly, the Minister of State, Sean Kyne, had announced a £4.7 million stability fund for the Irish colleges sector yesterday. However, £3.1 million of this is actually directed at supporting the colleges authorities to refund money. So therefore, only like £1.6 million is coming directly towards the Banatees, who are going to be losing out at the summer on money. It's like it breaks down to about €4 per student per night, which will help them to an extent. But again, I mean, they've given no consideration to other providers in the sector while the summer colleges are ongoing in the areas. And because a lot of them are based, the colleges are based in parts of rural Ireland, a lot of small shops and restaurants in particular, they heavily depend on, be it the 3 months of the summer when the Irish students are in the area, and like the local transport companies and all of those. So I certainly would be asking the department to reconsider and the minister to firstly to maybe increase the amount of money to the Banatees and to help them offset any losses, and to consider the other sector as well, like for the wider community, you know, who do benefit quite a lot.
Do you think there is hope, though, that maybe this is just an initial announcement, that maybe we will see more funding for the Gaeltacht sector in the coming months ahead? We do know that there was a lot of concern locally and a lot of local politicians, including yourself, beating that drum for them.
Well, hopefully, Catherine, they may see kind of not so much the error of their ways, but maybe see that they could increase this. And as I said, like while 4.0 million sounds good, that only 1.6 is actually directly coming towards the Banatees. But certainly we would have to look at maybe bringing in some kind of small measure itself to offer to the other providers in that sector. While it's great that obviously that they're trying to do as much as they can to enrich the Irish language and everything, we do appreciate that in the Gaeltacht areas here. But we would have to look at some of the smaller companies and shops that really do depend on the income during the summer months.